The Cardinals hosting the Pirates on Friday. Adam Wainwright looking for a bounce-back start. He's on the mound for St. Louis, but he hasn't met Josh Bell yet. Bell is up at the top of the second inning of a scoreless game.
So here's the 1-1 now from Adam Wainwright. And it is a cutter and a line shot into the right field corner. If it's fair, it's a home run, and it is a home run. And it is 1-0 for Pittsburgh. What was you saying, John?
That was in but up.
Long fly ball, left field. Get up, baby. Get up, get up, get up. Oh, yeah. Two-run homer, and the Cardinals lead 2-1. Home run, Haven. You're going to up that estimate now, Mike Claiborne, to over 6,000. We've already had two home runs tonight, and they both were measured off pretty close. Swinging a little fly ball to right field. It's going to be caught by the right fielder, and they'll double off for Scotty. He's over at third base, and the throw is to first. Double play. Nice play by Polanco. It goes 9-3 on the double play, and we go to the seventh. John Rooney's going to tell you all about it. We're tied 2-2.
Hudson on 3-2 for Paul DeJong. The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball. That's it well. Back toward the bullpen and a gunner. A home run for DeJong, giving the Cardinals the 3-2 lead in the seventh. We're in the bottom of the seventh. A Paul DeJong home run with one out here in the seventh off Daniel Hudson. Put the Cardinals on top 3-2. A swing and a line drive right field. It is caught on a dive by the right fielder Polanco, who has made two fine diving catches tonight. He made one against Jose Martinez, doubling off Piscotty at first, and takes a hit and RBI away from Tommy Pham here. The fan stand. Polanco goes, the 3-2 pitch, ground ball, base hit to right field, and it's a tie game. Polanco stopped rounding second. Now he advances to third. And David Fries drives in the tying run. Frazier scores. It's a 3-3 game in the eighth.
Here's the payoff pitch. Jaso swinging a high fly ball into right center. This is trouble. It is at the wall, and it's a home run. And the Pirates take the lead 4-3 on a home run by Jaso on a 3-2 pitch. With no one on it, two outs here in the ninth inning. That one just sneaked into the first row out there, but that's all it has to do.
The Pirates break a seven-game losing streak in St. Louis. They grab a 4-3 victory over the Cardinals. Josh Bell's 14 home runs are the second most by a Pirates rookie before the All-Star break since Hall of Famer Ralph Kiner's 15 in 1946. Afterwards, here's manager Mike Matheny.
You know, we get a chance there late, and you know, the back end of our pen's been very good, and we don't give many of those away, but unfortunately you know, we weren't able to add on early, and weren't able to hold them down late. Wainwright was terrific. Yeah, I thought he did a great job of establishing everything. He had the cutter going, and then he really did a nice job with his fastball finishing, getting a couple strikeouts with the fastball and the curveball. He just used effectively. I thought he was pretty efficient with it. Didn't overuse it. I thought it was just a great job of missing barrels all day.
Besides maybe the confidence you talked about, Ricky, what do you think led him being able to establish and use those pitches?
Yeah, he just found that feel and that rhythm that we talk about. When he finds it, he rolls.
Any reason why he should be so much better statistically at home this year?
Not that I'm aware of. But, you know, we love playing at home. There's no question about it, whether the record ever shows it positively for us or not. I mean, we do this where we want to play in front of our home fans. And you know, I know he's the kind of pitcher that likes pitching here as well.
Mike, your young guys got a couple of big home runs for you tonight.
Yeah, you know, to get Jose, to get us on the board like that, you know, their guy's throwing the ball well. He's making good pitches, not making a lot of mistakes. At times his fastball's a little overpowering. He was just coming right at us and challenging. At times, you know, climbing the ladder, guys couldn't catch up. But, you know, Jose gave us an opportunity to be in that game. And then Paulie, I mean, that's impressive for him to be able to push the ball that far and into the opposite field. just a nice swing. Just missed one earlier too. Just two nice passes at the ball.
How much of a game changer was the Broncos defense against you guys?
Made a couple nice plays. Yeah, I mean the one coming in there off Fam, I thought especially was he had a nice jump and you know, that's a gutsy play because there's multiple runs there if he doesn't come up with it. But you know he's a plus defender. They got a good outfield.
How did you see that play?
Yeah, I think that's just trying to make more out of the play than probably was there. And you know, we've had that conversation already. When that runner's past you and you go up across the line, at that point, we'll just take the out. If you're able to stay back and you're behind the runner, you got an opportunity to at least get the lead run. But once you commit across, it's a play at first base. And you know, at that point, he thought he still had the out, but they hustled out of the box, put the pressure on. I mean, that's what we like. Would like to think our guys are going to do to their defensive as well when we get in the same position, but you know, at that point he had to rush to throw a little bit and caught Karp off guard.
Your reliever Rivero, how tough a matchup is it? The velocity's there.
Yeah, he hides the ball well too, so it's going to be a tough ask whether guys are going up there swinging or bunting either one. He's got good stuff. There's no question about it. They got some big arms in that pen.
With Scotty on the run, does he have any chance to get back to that ball?
No. I mean, he made up his mind. And, you know, our guys have been going back and forth all season with trying to be aggressive and then not run into outs. And so he read that off the bat, trusted his gut, and Polanco, you know, cut down the distance and made the play. But, you know, when he reads it off the bat like he did, he has to trust himself. And we want them using their instincts, and, you know, they'll continue to improve on that.
Have you seen anything with always giving him five home runs now?
Yeah, I think it's just elevated pitches, and I think it's usually the sharpness of a slider that makes everything else better. And he's going back and forth. At times we're seeing it really good. We're seeing the swing and misses on the slider and the changeup that makes his fastball that much more effective. But his velocity seems there. It just seems at times that his slider stays up and spins a little bit more than what he's accustomed to.
Fowler was
not available. An emergency.
That's hard. We have guys.
Yeah, no, we're trying to stay away from him unless something happened to Fryer where Yachty had to catch.
You think Jason might have been struck out there?
You know, as I saw it with the naked eye, it didn't necessarily look like it. But, you know, what I'm hearing is the pitch tracks called it, showed it for a strike. But, yeah, it's a strike when they call it a strike.
On Saturday, Lance Lynn is on the mound for St. Louis. Garrett Cole pitches for Pittsburgh.